it's Brandon of A to Z Appliance. How can I help?
Hey, Brandon?
Yes.
Hey, Brandon. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm calling from Local Splash with the Quality Control Department. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really good, Amy. And you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for asking. Blessed and highly favored, sir.
Oh, man. I'm telling you what, then. Go ahead, then.
Right?
So,
Well, I just wanted to touch base with you for a moment. I won't take up too much of your time. The last time we spoke with you was 5 months ago and one day. And you spoke with one of my agents. His name was Joey. He is no longer with the company. At that time, he said you were working with four different SEO companies, and they were all doing different things, and two of them were handling your Google listing. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that was the case. Now, I think it's calmed down a lot. I don't see those charges anymore, so I think I only got one left.
Okay, and who, are you happy with the results you're seeing now, or are you interested in hearing what we have for you?
Well, I'm gonna tell you the truth. This is where I am, and I'm gonna be quite honest.
Yes, please.
If you search A to Z, mm-hmm. if you search appliance repair coming, mm-hmm. I've maintained to be like one of the top three organic results for the past 2 years.
Right.
And I got a 5-star Google rating, and I get customers calling from online all day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's any, and I have the Better Business Bureau doing like some. They're doing like some tagging people with cookies type stuff
mm-hmm.
to try to promote more business, but
mm-hmm.
those two things are going, and I'm getting a reasonable amount of customers.
Okay. Okay. Do you want more?
I do want more.
Okay. So I have a different package for you. So are you already doing Google Guarantee as well, LSA Local Service Ads?
I thought I was. I thought I did all the things, but I don't see myself there.
Okay, let me double check. Hold on. So I have two different offers for you. Hold on. Appliance repairs coming GA. And then I have your zip code 30028, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Let me do a quick search here. Hold on. So you believe that you went through the background check and submitted all your information for Google Guarantee LSA?
Maybe not the background check. I don't remember doing that.
If you didn't do that, then you didn't, because there's a background check with it, and you have to. Oh wait, you have it. No, you have it. I found it.
What? Why doesn't it show up amongst other?
Because it's not on. It's not being optimized. Your leads aren't cut on. Two, because to be 100% frank with you, there's a lot of service providers in your area. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. So there's 15 with their ads on right now on a total list of 20. You have made the cut at the very bottom of the list, but your ads aren't on. You're not paying right now cost per lead. Now, the thing is you could absolutely, it's not rocket science. You could run it yourself and you could definitely do it. You would have to make adjustments to your budget regularly. You're going to have to optimize it. You're going to have to pay attention to it on a regular basis.
And is this like the Google, what you're speaking of, is that the Google leads where they have an app
mm-hmm.
and they send you these leads and all that stuff?
It's not an app. We give you an app because we're a Google Guarantee partner. So there's 40 companies in the U.S. that have that status with Google, or you can get the service yourself with Google, right? But yes, it is their lead service. It comes directly to you. Now, the advantages to doing this one is A, that, you only pay for the qualified leads, and we assign a Google call tracking number in order to ensure that you're getting qualified leads. So for example, if it's sales, solicitation, spam, or robocall, obviously that's not qualified, right? If it's somebody seeking employment with your company, or if they are asking for a service, you don't do dryer repair, and they're calling and asking for dryer repair, that's not a qualified lead because it's not on your services of what you're offering. If they call outside of your service radius, say you're not serving Atlanta, which I know you obviously probably are, but let's just say you're not, and they call for you to service Atlanta, you're not charged. It's not a qualified lead. So you're only charged if the person requests estimate over the phone and you give the estimate over the phone, or if they request a face-to-face appointment for you to give estimate face-to-face. those are the two instances that it's actually considered a qualified lead and you would be charged from your budget. It is a fluctuating lead cost because of where you're at. It's not going to be totally set in stone. We are able to get it down to a reasonable number, and I can always give you like a ballpark of what you're looking at if you're interested in taking leads on like that. It is the best lead source there is out there. As far as it goes, what you're looking at.
Can I grab the other line? I'll be back in 30
yeah,
seconds.
Take your time.
Okay, go right ahead. I'm sorry.
It's okay. All I was saying is your cost per lead, you're looking at about $46 per lead as it is right now. Again, that could increase depending on, you know, a number of factors, which include like how many leads you're looking to take on, max lead bidding mode, time of day. Once we get in there, we're able to kind of take a look at everything. There is a minimum monthly budget requirement of $609. So that will give you up to 13 Google Guarantee leads. It is paid in advance, and then it works like an escrow account, so the lead cost comes off of that, Brandon. With that being said, what you're looking at with something like that is those qualified leads showing up at the top, only paying for those leads that are qualified. We could cut it on and off at any time. But in addition to that, we're going to be optimizing it, doing any type of disputes or anything like that for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds interesting. I guess I want to see how beneficial it would be. You said 49 per lead?
46, 67 per lead. But again, that is the base of what it is. That does include our management fee on it. It has everything set up. So once everything, there is another option that's available where we, because you've already have Google Guarantee set up, so the upfront cost on it would be that you're going to pay a $250 transfer fee for us to transfer it over. We manage it. We optimize it. We diagnose it. We do everything to get it upfront where it belongs. At that point, you either have a form of payment on with the Google Guarantee account already, or we run it through our account. If you have a form of payment on file, which is the case for most people who come on with an existing LSA Google Guarantee account, then what happens is you're charged on that card with Google directly for the lead. We bid, and you're charged directly for the lead. So the lead cost is $35 at this point. Our management fee is $11.67 on top of that. So what you pay us is actually only the management fee. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Okay. Cool. That's sometimes people get hung up on it, so that's why I always want to make sure. So that equals the $46.67 per lead. But if we're taking it over for you and we're working it, so you're only paying us the management fee, it's going to be much lower. What you're looking at is $151.71 if the lead cost stays at $35. Now, it's never more than 25% of what the lead cost is. With that being said, depending on the demographics of where you're at, where you're targeting, hours of operation, max lead bidding at those moments is going to determine what the actual cost per lead is. The minimum is 35. It depends also like how much you're willing to pay for a certain type of lead. Like if you're getting a Bosch refrigerator repair lead, you may be willing to pay a little bit more for something like that because you know that you're going to be able to charge a lot more as opposed to coming out to fix, you know, somebody's garbage disposal. I'm just giving examples. I don't even know if those are things that you do. But I am though, right? Because the garbage disposal is like $100, right? A change out. Like you're not making like a crap ton of money on something like that, right? But
right.
If you have the right type of leads coming in, then something like that, when you would top out maybe for a Bosch, you're willing to pay, say, you know, $67 a lead or whatever the case is at that moment. So that gives you better opportunity. Now, The other advantage and chance that you have
Let
is
me ask a question where I'm a little bit fuzzy on, amongst other things on this.
Yes.
Show.
Yes.
Where
please.
Are these like leads that only I'm receiving, or is there a competition for these leads? How are the customers
seeing it? How's it coming across? Great question.
Yeah.
Super great question. So, A, you are the only company in your area that we'll be working with, okay? The only one. We will not be optimizing and promoting anybody else in this position on the Google Guarantee. The leads coming to you are exclusive because the client has gone to Google. They've punched in Bosch Appliance Repair. They're looking in that section, and they've chosen to work with you directly. So when the lead comes in, it comes straight to you. Now, does that mean, Brandon, that they can't click on somebody else and call them directly as well? No, it doesn't mean that. Okay? I'm not going to lie to you, but it is exclusive in the fact that, A, you're not being handed a phone number like, hey, Brandon, this might be a lead for you. Go ahead and chase it down with 14 other guys. You know what I mean? That we gave that phone number to also. No. This is Google's own pay-per-lead program that they built to trump all other pay-per-lead programs. So with that being said, the exclusivity lies in we're only working with one, you, in that whole area, in all your target areas, in your industry. But in addition to that, we're monitoring live with AI for each call to make sure that it's qualified and meeting the criteria. And in addition to that, when the call comes in, it's coming straight to you. So there's no middleman. It's not being filtered out and, oh, well, this might be good for Brandon, for so-and-so, and so-and-so. The client is choosing to work with you based on your merits, and your merits are pretty high. I mean, 235 through 34, my bad, five-star reviews. Like, you're doing something absolutely right. Okay? Absolutely right. You're doing something absolutely right. So with that being said, that's the type of client that we look to work with in something like this because Google Guarantee is the very top of the top.
Gotcha. Okay. Now I guess I have to, I don't know if my cost per call is, I have to see if it fits my business model because I'm not
most
expensive person out
right.
there at all.
Makes sense.
Far. And that's probably and it boils down to money. I'm gonna have to say at the end of the day,
sure.
Like you heard before, I've already done a whole bunch of nonsense in marketing. Mm-hmm. I said I was maxed out in the first quarter of this year.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds good. What other offers do you have? What other services avenues do you have to?
Well, we're a full digital marketing campaign, so we're partnered with Meta, Facebook, we're partnered with Yelp, we're partnered with Google. We've been in business for 20 years, so we're partnered across the board on every platform from anything that you might need as far as it goes. So the other option that we have available for you is Yelp. Our Yelp campaigns start at $500 minimum. Right now we're running a special, and what that looks like is that's giving you an additional $100 gift in free ads from us to you because we're partnered with Yelp. We run the Yelp ad directly. You're not running it yourself. Like right now when I look at your Yelp, ad, I'm looking at your Yelp listing right now and there's your profile is not completely optimized. It's not operating at top capacity, meaning some of your competitors are listed here on your profile. So we have the ability when we do a Yelp campaign, we have the ability to completely clean out your profile. Like right now it's offering Tekla appliance repair, cold temp refrigeration. It's offering healthy home services, appliance training network. So it's offering some of your competitors right here on your own page. You also might consider X, Y, and Z companies, right? The first thing we do is we get rid of your competitors on your page. We build out your profile. We optimize the listing itself. We put negative keywords for things that you're not offering. Make sure you're not coming up for those, the positive keywords. But in addition to that, we have a way to narrow the questions down that when they click on request a quote, it's coming directly for those specific things straight to you.
Okay.
Okay. Have you run Yelp ads before?
Yeah, I assumed it. I didn't like it. I felt like it was just a bunch of spam.
Right.
Just felt like spam.
I've heard that. I've heard that a lot, and that's I mean, you ran it yourself, though, right?
Yeah, I ran it myself, and it.
Right.
It spam.
And with all due respect, absolute the most respect, your expertise is in appliances, right? Not marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't attempt to service my Kenmore refrigerator because I don't know what the heck I'm doing. I call you because you're the expert on that, right? So anybody can run a Yelp ad. It's not rocket science, but does that mean that it's going to run to the best of its ability? Absolutely not. Does that mean it's even going to be profitable? Probably not, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
you're not in that industry. You're just doing generic key tags and generic things that seem like it might be good for you. You don't have a marketing guru that's in that industry that can say, this is what we need to go. This is how we take hold of this. This is how many clicks it's going to take to get to a lead, and this is how much the leads are going to cost you. We have the ability to do that.
Got it. And the rates on the Google, on the, like the, what do you call it, the management fees and everything are about the same, given the minimum budget.
It's
like
already
that.
Worked in. So the $500 minimum is where we're starting at, and that's giving you $400 worth of Yelp ads that you're paying for. The other $100 on the $4.99 package.
What is a Yelp ad, if I may ask? What is a Yelp ad?
Yelp ads? Oh, that's when people go directly to Yelp and they're looking for dishwasher repair. They're looking for Frigidaire services. They're looking for Bosch refrigerator repair. When they're looking specifically for your services, they're going directly to Yelp to do that. You're coming up as the top recommended option. They click on
What's y'all name again one more time?
Local Splash.
Mobile Splash?
Local Splash, like
local
your local
Splash.
Newspaper.
Hey, let me grab the other line out. This is the last time. I'll be right back.
That's okay. Take your time.
Hello, ma'am.
Hey.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I appreciate you laying this stuff out for me. I'm learning a lot, and I'm considering a lot and learning a lot at the same time, so I thank you.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, and I understand you got to click over and take care of your clients. That's the most important thing. That's what butters your bread, so you got to take care of them, you know, but I don't mind holding ever. What I want to tell you is that Yelp is the second largest leading as far as paid qualified leads come through. That's why we're partnered with them. It's better than Angie. It's better than Thumbtack. It's better than BBB. It's better than Home Advisor. It's better than all of those other ones combined because they've restructured their program. So when I say Yelp ads, $4.99, $500 budget is where you start, right? So $99 of that is the optimization fee. It's our management fee. It's everything rolled in. $400 of that actual budget is going straight towards your ads. With this, we're actually putting down additional $100. So for the first 6 months, you're paying $500 and you're getting a full $500 in ads. Now, if Yelp is something that you're interested in, then I have the ability to plan a 30-minute call with my technician at Yelp. She's absolutely fantastic. She can give us complete breakdown on cost per lead as well as cost per click, and she can even show us, like, hot spots in your area where the searches are surging. She has the ability to show us what your competitors are spending and what their numbers look like, how they're showing up. She has the ability to show us room for improvement on your Yelp listing, and I can schedule that call.
Okay. But I'm not committing to anything
No.
Is that right?
No, you're not committing to anything. You're just taking the call, listening, deciding if it's going to be a good opportunity for you. It's a different opportunity than going through Google directly. It's better than better than going through the channels that you've already gone through.
Like there is no such thing as Google directly. I can't talk to Google and I can't manage the stuff from my computer. It seems like Google is set up for to be a middleman.
Right. They do design it. Now it's designed for the premier partners, the 40 of us, to help you guys. That's how they want it. Google themselves deals with the large corporations, right? They deal with Nike, Thumbtack, Porch House. They deal with Walmart, Target, Coca-Cola. They deal with them in the Google Ad Spend. Now, you have the ability, if you want to, you may not have the know-how necessarily, again, with all due respect, to go in and provide your company and your listings and everything with the programming, but they don't say that you can't do it. That's what I mean. It's like you could try to do it for yourself, but the results, it's like changing your own oil or doing your own taxes, right? Like, I could download TurboTax and I could do it for myself, but if I have a business sheet and I'm trying to do, you know, write-offs and additions and different types of things like that, there's a chance that I could get a decent return. But if I take it to a professional and pay a very small fee, I could see a very strong return on investment, right?
Yeah.
Because that's their true area. So it's the same thing here. What I'm proposing is for you to take a 30-minute phone call with myself and my Yelp director, who's directly at Yelp. You're not dealing with the middleman. We would be managing your Yelp campaign for you. We would be taking care of you. We would be doing it. Mm-hmm. You just listen to what we have to say. If you love it, cool. If you don't, cool.
Yeah. Sounds fair enough. I'm interested to learn more.
Okay. So for a 30-minute meeting, today I have between 6:30 and 7. Would you be able to meet with she and I at that time? I'll send you a video link.
No. I'm a little bit tired. I don't feel like doing that today. I can't.
Okay.
Another day would be fine, though.
Okay. So tomorrow, our appointments start between 11:30 and 12, 12 and 12:30. 12:30 is good for you? Okay, cool. I'm going to go ahead and set it up. Now, let me get a couple of pieces of information from you, Brandon. Your last name?
Benson.
Benson?
Benton, B-E-N-T-O-N.
Okay, Benton. Perfect. Email?
Contact at atozappliancellc.com.
Contact at atozappliancellc.com. Perfect.
Okay,
got you. Okay, I'm going to send the invitation over. It's going to come over, and it's going to say Yelp Ad Discussion, and it will have a clickable link. It'll say Join with Google Meet. You'll be able to meet us there. In addition to that, I'll send you a text with the meeting link tomorrow a few minutes before the time, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
I look forward to speaking with you then. Thank you for your time.
You too. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. Trying. Mm.